This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, and especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals driving the 18-wheelers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And I have a treat for you, and here it goes. Houston, that was done here in Tampa during the Super Bowl. The Giants and the Buffalo Bills, I do believe, were the two teams that were playing years ago. That's probably the best rendition of the national anthem that I've ever heard. And good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, the Thursday morning edition. Now, Ron Edwards is under the weather, so he's not here again today. He'll be back next week. He's been fighting an issue, and he's getting better, and he says he's sorry he can't be here, but things like that happen when you come down ill. Now, a program reminder this morning, if you want a little bonus, you can catch me at about 10 minutes after 6 on 99.9 WXJB Radio, FM Radio, up in Brooksville. I'll be on there with JW, my buddy JW, and we'll be talking about some of the things you're about to hear me talking about here, you folks up here in Brooksville, our good, loyal, long-time listeners up there, because I was on the air up there for a while, did mid-morning radio for Bob Hay. A lot of you remember him. And I did his show for a while he was trying to recuperate from cancer. He never really did come back right, but he tried. All right, well, here's the big news a lot of people are talking about right now. It's not just Russia, Russia, Russia. It's the Supreme Court and the fact that our 83-year-old Justice Stephen Breyer is going to retire from the nation's highest court at the end of the court's present term, which terminates in June. Now, Breyer is one of the three remaining liberal justices, and his retirement will give President Joe Biden the opportunity to appoint his first justice. Now, there is concern about Breyer's retirement plans, which became acute after the 2020 death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She died while Donald Trump was in office, allowing for the confirmation of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, whose deep conservatism, according to the Wall Street Journal, will shape the court for decades to come. Well, I don't have any problem with that, as long as it's American and it's constitutional. Now, he was concerned about public perception of the court. So says Alicia Bannon, the director of the Brennan Center for Justice's Judiciary Program. She said the court's shadow document, the unwillingness to adopt a code of conduct, the number of constitutional rights at risk, all reduced public confidence in the court, and this troubled Breyer, according to Ms. Bannon. Now, Biden is expected to formally announce the retirement today, Thursday. During his campaign, Biden promised to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court seat should one become vacant. Now, he'll have to move quickly if he wants to ensure his nominee is confirmed while Democrats still had the majority in Congress. We'll see how fast they can or they can't move with this. There may be some stumbling blocks along the way, because the Republicans certainly aren't going to jump on board with this, so we'll see where that goes. But, and oh, by the way, we have already heard, knock on wood, we've already heard that it's entirely possible that a couple of the justices, that the prospective justices, are going to be somewhat on the radical side. Like, for example, people that actually supported the defund the police movement. Wow, now that's a Supreme Court judge, isn't it? But there's a couple of them that their names have been mentioned. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Right now I got 59 degrees here in Tampa. It beats the 6 degrees above zero up there in Michigan and the minus temperatures up there in the frozen tundra of upstate New York.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new or certified pre-owned Nissan. And I absolutely love being able to do that, go up to one of the dealerships, either to the north of town or the one here over on Florida with the Acura dealership right there beside it. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay. And remember, folks, Newport Richey, the flagship state, that's the flagship dealership of Moss Nissan, is only 40 miles north of Tampa and about 45 minutes or so north of downtown St. Pete. You just hop on 19 and up the road you go. Now, it works quite well. A lot of people go up there. A lot of people come down from Georgia, the Panhandle, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the Eastern Seaboard, and also upper Midwest, up into Iowa and Minnesota. They've had people from Wisconsin stop by, and we had one person drive all the way from Arizona to trade his daughter's car in and get a brand new vehicle and drive it over to his daughter where she was going to school at the University of Tampa. That was pretty neat. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And don't forget, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned. Now you can also check around and try to find a lot of different vehicles elsewhere. You won't be able to find them. And I can tell you that Moss is constantly buying vehicles and getting them there for resale. So they've got a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles there all the time. Now, clean trade-ins, well, they're commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage. Some of the vehicles, depending on the condition that they're in, are worth as much as 37% more than what they were before. So give them a call if you want to upgrade your ride. They might buy the vehicle that you're driving, and you'll have more money than what you thought you were going to have, and boom, you turn around and buy a new one. Don't forget, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship location in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they're building a brand new dealership up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, west of the Veterans Expressway. You can find out more about them online at Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either. Oh, and by the way, check out the Rogue. That's the hottest SUV on the market today. Check out the Rogue. You're going to love it. Well, Iran got some money. And in the process, their dues, delinquent membership dues for the United Nations, have been paid in full, and they've got their voting rights back again. Now, it seems South Korea paid the $18 million in delinquent membership fees using some of the $7 billion in frozen assets that were held there. The move came after Iran said that the U.S. sanctions were harming its ability to pay its U.N. dues. Now, any decision to unfreeze the Iranian assets had to go through the U.S. The Biden administration said, okay, we'll do that. So now they're back to being a voting member of the U.N. And we'll see how all that works out. Now, Nancy Pelosi elevated the United States Capitol Police to some kind of personal partisan defense force, according to the funding offices all over the country used to gather data of those who just so happen to be political opponents of hers and what she believes the country. Now we're learning the details of what's been going on, and they're incredibly disturbing. Republican congressional members, their staffers, and their donors have been spied on in ways that are simply not tolerable in a free society. So says Congresswoman Kelly Armstrong, Republican of North Dakota, who went on Tucker Carlson to discuss the issue. And it is an issue. And we'll see what happens there. No one should be able to do that. No one. Now, YouTube, on Wednesday, permanently banned conservative commentator Dan Bongino. They did so, saying that he attempted to evade a previous suspension. Now, the suspension they're talking about happens to be the platform that he had, where he put something in there about COVID that didn't go with the general rules of the road, so to speak, and they banned him for that. It was a temporary ban, but they later made it permanent. And Dan tried to short-step everything and take his other platform that he had, because he had two channels there, take the other platform that he had and put something out there and send it along, and YouTube said, nope, not going to do it. So they banned him. He's gone. And we'll see how that works out. I think YouTube will be the worst for it, because he had something like 50 million followers, so I think they'll be the worst for it. Now, with Russia threatening to invade Ukraine, which I really have my doubts about, only 31% of the voters want American troops deployed to defend against such an attack. Only 31%. So again, this isn't a popular venture. And anybody thinks it is, they don't know what they're talking about. Also, after 1 year of Joe Biden in office, 1 year, debt is up $2 trillion after 1 year. Wow. And San Jose, did you hear about what they did with the guns? They passed legislation where you have to have a license for every gun you own, $36 a gun, rifle, shotgun, pistol. So that'd be 36 times 3 there. And you also have to have liability insurance on yourself and the guns. Liability insurance. Yep, California. Well, somebody's going to make a lot of money, right? Now, Congressman Kamik, who happens to be one of our young female congresswomen from South Florida, alerted everybody yesterday what was going on. Single adult male migrants that cross the border with no ID are given a notarized paper. Yep, that's right, a notarized paper that says, I am who I am. Wow. That's amazing. So they're assuming that these people are already okay. And away you go, and that's what you get. Unbelievable. What's next, right? What's next? Unbelievable. By the way, Senator Lindsey Graham said that Nancy Pelosi running for re-election is the best news for the Republicans, but sad for our country. I can agree with that. You're going to have to listen to her campaign and run around and all that good stuff. And then there's Jim Acosta, the gift that just keeps on giving. He's claiming that Virginia has become a Soviet-style police state under the GOP governor. Take a look at yourself, Jim. Take a look at yourself. By the way, good morning to Richard, good morning to Jeff, and good morning to Sue. Hope everybody's doing well. Meantime, we'll be back with more. Kathy's going to take us to break, and she's going to give you the phone number if you would like to opine. And here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that had filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, The U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. In related news, OSHA officially ended its emergency temporary standard on Wednesday. It had required COVID-19 vaccinations or weekly tests in workplaces with 100 or more employees. The news comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this month that OSHA did not have the authority to require such mandates for businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. Ron Edwards, again, is not with us today because he's not feeling well, and he'll be back next week. He's had to take some personal time to deal with the issues that he's got, and we'll let him tell you about it should he choose to, but that's all I can tell you. In the meantime, I do have an Edwards notebook, and here's a new one right here.
It's bad enough that the supply chain crisis of unloaded ships continues to threaten our economy. But is there yet another major reason store shelves may remain partially empty unless proper action is taken? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. In recent weeks, some of the container ships off the west coast of the United States were unloaded onto huge Union Pacific trains that have brought relief to the growing product shortages, or so we thought. But after the supply trains were loaded up in Los Angeles, they were literally allowed to sit there in lawless Los Angeles and be raided by thugs. Not one individual crook has been arrested for stealing billions of dollars worth of products that will now never make it to market, contributing to the already horrendous Biden administration supply chain crisis, which was already bad enough due to a major scamdemic caused labor shortage. Perhaps this will help we the people to humble ourselves and seek God's forgiveness and providential guidance, as did the Founding Fathers. If not, forget about it. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to the RonEdwards.com.
All righty. Ron Edwards, and that says Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook. By the way, go over to his website, dronedwards.com. That's dronedwards.com. And take a look at the Constitutional Grounds coffee display he's got there. And again, if you want to take and try some of that, like, for example, let me see here. Hold on. Oh, delicious. I have the iced coffee, and I prefer iced coffee. Don't ask me why, I just do. Unless it's 20 below zero, then I suppose I'll drink it warm. But anyway, you can use the promo code RE20 on his website, theronedwards.com. You'll save 20% on your coffee. And don't forget, constitutional coffee is the coffee you want in your cup. So there you go. Now, and by the way, folks, I am going to be on WXJB 99.9. About 10 minutes past 6, I'll be on there for a few minutes talking with JW about some of the stuff that you heard us talking about today. We certainly will keep it a little bit light and lucent. You could get real bent out of shape with some of the stuff that's out there, but obviously we understand that we just have to wait a little bit longer to get back in the driver's seat again, and then we can make a big difference out of everything. Now, decline is a choice. Inflation is destabilizing the world, especially with huge spikes in energy prices. Now, these spikes make it very difficult for our NATO allies to hold their nerve against an aggressive Russia because they depend on the Russian energy so they can have their gasoline and their natural gas and all that. Now, high energy prices prop up Russian power, of course. Oil was over $100 a barrel back in the lead-up to the last Russian foreign adventure known as the Crimean Crisis. I remember that. You remember that? Now oil is high again. And Putin feels that he can afford to be reckless. Well, maybe he can, maybe he can't. Because when oil prices are low, the bear sleeps. And every time we debase the dollar, which remains the world's reserve currency, we get inflation. And every time we choke off energy production, we feed the Russian bear. We have our own energy. There's no reason for us to get it from anybody. But the Biden administration is playing that game. And we're getting oil from Russia and other places, not pumping our own. Now, if you stabilize the dollar, you don't just fix U.S. inflation. You help to fix global inflation. And if you stop throttling U.S. energy production, you weaken tyrants. Open up the spigots. Let us go. Drill, baby, drill. We can bury Russia with their own venom, oil. Decline isn't fate, folks. It's a choice. And it's time that we make better choices. We need our energy industry to do what it does best, and that's pump oil. You goody-two-shoes that say, oh, we have to have green energy, we have to have windmills, and we have to have solar panels. We can have all that. But you don't just stop pumping the energy that makes America go. And by the way, the next person that tells me, well, we're going to have electric trucks. There'll be trucks out there, electric, going all over the country. Okay, let me run something by you. If you want to have electric trucks running stuff around, and by the way, speaking of trucks, howdy howdy to Mike down there, the dump truck driver in Sarasota, called me a little while ago. He's out there working hard, so look out for Mike the dump truck driver. He's able to blow his horn at you and say howdy howdy. Now keep in mind, folks, that when you talk about all things petroleum, you have to think about the cost. I remember on election day 2020, I bought gas. It was $1.87 a gallon in my backyard. $1.87 a gallon. By the time Joe Biden came into play, it was over $2 a gallon, and was when he was inaugurated. Yep. Way to go, Joe. Okay, to the phone line. Good morning, Mel, up in Saratoga Springs. What's up? Well, by the way, what's the temperature?
3 degrees, Captain.
Wow.
A balmy 3 degrees.
Okay.
A balmy 3 degrees.
Yeah.
Anyway, the high cost of a dozen of eggs to a tube of four out of your neighborhood lumber yard.
Yeah.
The increase in price, this is all deliberate. This is the Democrats' way of paying us back for voting the orange man in the office, who I supported. And, you know, I will still support. But he's got to come up a little bit strong, you know, in regards to speaking out about this criminal that we have in the Oval Office and his regime. But, yeah, this is all deliberate. There's nothing accidental about this. This is what they're doing to kill this country, this nation from within. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Mel. And stay warm. Yeah, I agree with you. It is all deliberate. It's the fundamental transformation of America. They're still playing that game. The fundamental transformation of America. And this is their way of doing it. Unfortunately, all the rest of us have to pay for it. Now, keep in mind, one of the most Googled topics right now is Nancy Pelosi and her stock trading. And you heard me right. Nancy Pelosi and her stock trading is one of the most Googled things right now on the Internet. Everybody wants to know what Nancy's secret is. Well, I can tell you right now, it's very simple. Insider information, insider trading, insider information. Again, it's legal for them to do that. Not you. Not me. Her. Politicians can do that and get away with it. They need to stop it. And it needs to be stopped sooner rather than later. That's my humble opinion. I could be all wrong, but that's my humble opinion. Now, I got a question here from John. And John says, what did you say about San Jose? Okay. An ordinance was approved by the city council in San Jose on Tuesday. Now, pending final approval, a vote, not just an approval vote, but a vote, the new ordinance will take effect in August, on August the 1st. It's requiring all gun owners to insure their weapons with liability insurance, number one, and pay $36 a weapon as a licensing fee for every weapon you have times whatever amount of weapons you got. That's San Jose, California. All right, we'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I hope you're staying warm where you're at. And I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. By the way, I sent a friend of ours at Salem Corporate the, let me see here, where is it? Matter of fact, I'll play it for you right now. This is what I sent our corporate people yesterday. This one.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
Now, we all know that I have a little bit of fun jousting my pal, Mike Gallagher. And he does the same once in a while. But I sent that to one of the VPs, and he sent that to Gallagher. So we'll see. Ha ha! We'll see if Gallagher says anything. By the way, I think he also sent it to Hugh Hewitt. I know Hugh Hewitt's producer is listening to me right now, and he's been listening to me for about the last 20 or 30 minutes to see what we're talking about and to hear if people are calling and what they're talking about. So you're welcome, everybody. You're welcome. I'm happy to do your show prep for you. By the way, Dan Bongino, former New York cop, former Secret Service agent, all-around good guy, just fought a bout with cancer and won. I think he won. I haven't heard he didn't. But he's obviously now turned to radio and television. And he got himself into a little bit of trouble. Now, the Fox host uploaded a video to his main channel, while his secondary channel was primarily hosted short clips from his digital radio show, actively was suspended for violating YouTube's COVID-19 misinformation policy. They said he put something on there that was not accurate, and he refused to take it down, and boom, he got suspended. Now, in order to circumvent the suspension, he decided to use his second channel and start loading things there. Now, the only problem was he apparently posted something there that YouTube didn't like. And even though there were nearly 900,000 subscribers on his main channel, and he was getting 30,000 people or more to watch the stuff that he put up there, they decided to say, okay, that's it. And anything associated with Dan Bongino's name will be denied from now on YouTube. There will be no more Dan Bongino YouTube. But that's okay because, you see, he had already found Rumble. And on Rumble, the Dan Bongino show channel, which is now posting full episodes of his weekday show, boasts over 2 million Rumble subscribers. Now, the platform's popularity has soared recently, reaching over 30 million monthly viewers in its first quarter from 2021, from under 2 million in the fall of 2020. So he's on the move. He doesn't need anybody. So that's good. That's really good. And I'm glad to see that because he's an all-around good guy, in my opinion. Now, how about ending this emergency? How about taking this time that we've got with things slowing down to terminate the pandemic state of emergency? Good idea? Well, I think it's time to end the controls, the closures, the restrictions, the plexiglass, the stickers, the exhortations, the panic mongering, the distancing announcements, the commercials, the forced masking, and yes, the vaccine mandates. Now, we don't mean that the virus is gone, because it's not. Omicron is still spreading wildly, and the virus may circulate forever, for all I know. But with a normal focus on protecting the vulnerable, we can treat this virus as a medical rather than a social matter and manage it in an ordinary way. And a declared emergency needs continuous justifications. And right now, that's just lacking, in my opinion. Now, over the last 6 weeks here in the United States, the Delta variant strain, the most recent aggressive version of the infection, has, according to the CDC, been declining in both the proportion of infections, 60% on December 18th to 0.05% on January 15th, and the number of daily infected people, 95,000, has dropped down to 2,100. Now, during the next 2 weeks, Delta will decide to the point that it essentially disappears like the strains before it. We'll see. Now, Omicron is mild enough that most people, even many high-risk people, can adequately cope with the infection. Because, you see, the Omicron infection is no more severe than the seasonal flu and generally less so. Now, a large portion of the vulnerable population in the developed world is already vaccinated and protected against severe disease. We've learned much about the utility of the inexperienced and the inexpensive supplements like vitamin D to reduce the disease risk. And then there's a host of good therapeutics available to prevent hospitalization and death should a vulnerable patient become infected. Now, for young people, the risk of severe disease is already low before Omicron is minuscule. So, even in places with strict lockdown measures, there happen to be hundreds of thousands of newly registered Omicron cases daily and countless unregistered positives from home testing. Now, measures like mandatory masking and distancing have had negligible or, at very least, small effects on the transmission. Large-scale population quarantines only delay the inevitable, and vaccination and boosters have not halted the Omicron disease spread. Heavily vaccinated nations like Israel and Australia have more daily deaths per capita than any other place in the earth at the moment, this wave will run its course despite all of the emergency measures. So it's time, in my opinion, that we get rid of this emergency. Could be wrong, but that's just me. Okay, folks, I got to tell you about what I'm looking at now. The weather is changing as we speak going up the East Coast. We can see the beginnings of a nor'easter from North Carolina all the way up to Cape Cod and starting to make the turn a little bit. We can see some light snow starting in. We can see some freezing rain starting in. We can see some sleet starting in some areas. We could see a foot of snow on up to New York City, several inches down around D.C. and Richmond to a foot of snow up around New York City. And if it gets up into New England, like Connecticut, the mountains of Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, and parts of New Hampshire, you could see a foot and a half of snow up there by Saturday. But it's starting right now. We can see it. And the water is all churned up because you got gale warnings up through there all the way from northern North Carolina, certainly the Chesapeake Bay, all the way up to Cape Cod right now. Got gale warnings. So the wind is going to be blowing. It's going to be snowing. It's going to be miserable. Great day to stay home and read a book or watch television or listen to a whatever, listen to the radio. So be careful, you truckers going up and down there. This is going to be I-95 once you get north of D.C., and you'll be on it all. You'll be in it all the way to Boston, I-95. So be advised, especially if you're going north. Coming south, same thing. But you'll be out of it by the time you get down there to North Carolina because it's going to hang over by the coastline in Carolina before it comes up in Virginia and then works its way up I-95 east over to the ocean. You'll have quite a bit of snow and quite a bit of miserable driving. By the way, also for the drivers from Wichita Falls, you've got freezing fog, and it's freezing on the road. It's in the upper 20s through most of that area. It's freezing on the road, freezing on the mirrors, the cars, the windshields, the side windows, back windows, the trucks. If you don't have heated mirrors, you're struggling right now. I know. I've been there myself with that problem. Never happened again because I got the heated mirrors. So you'll learn, won't you, next time. But anyway, there you go. All right, here comes the music. That means I got to go. I'll catch you at 6:10 on 99.9 WSJB up there in Brooksville. Be on there with JW talking about some of the same stuff we've been talking about here. Have yourself a great day. God bless America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.